This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We told you a couple of weeks ago that the average FICO score in this economy hit an all-time high last year, FICO scores being one of the key measurements of consumer creditworthiness. Well, today, with the caveat, I guess that's two caveats in the program today, the caveat that correlation is not causality, the company behind the FICO score, that is Fair Isaac, announced it is going to change the way it figures those scores and conceivably lower the FICO scores of tens of millions of people, thus making it more expensive for them to borrow. Dot Kelly lectures in personal finance at the University of Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Kai.
So as you saw this story come out today, what were your thoughts? Why is this happening?
Well, FICO, or Fair Isaac Corporation, is like any other corporation. They're constantly improving their services and products and offering new things to their clients who are lenders. So they offer this service, a credit scores, and they're trying to appeal to their lenders and give them a better product.
And those lenders are going to use this product then to generate revenue for themselves, right? I mean, this is a business transaction, right?
Exactly. Okay. It's a capitalist society.
Yes, it is. Thank you for listening to this program. Who wins and who loses with these changes?
Well, according to what FICO is saying, is that the lenders are going to win. Their new model is going to be more predictive and provide better accuracy that will allow them to minimize or reduce their defaults and delinquencies.
Consumers, though, I mean, if I'm an average person in this economy with a FICO score somewhere, you know, middling, how am I doing?
Depends on what kind of person you are. According to FICO, it's going to affect 110 million consumer credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. But some of them, about 40%, will see an increase because the big change is it's going to not look at your balances for 1 month. It's going to look at your balances over 24 months.
Uh-huh.
So if you've been paying off your balances regularly, no problem. But if you've had some hiccups or you've been late, it's going to see that. And those people are going to be flagged as being a higher risk.
What does that mean systemically in this economy? And as you know, we're, you know, just barely 10 years out from a huge financial crisis. Debt was a huge part of it. Credit has been, you know, loosening up a little bit. Is this going to tighten it?
It could. And I think that is not necessarily a bad thing. Right now, defaults on car loans have been much higher. And in fact, severe delinquencies, that's more than 60 days on subprime car loans, hit a record high in December. So continuing to lend to people who may not be able to meet those obligations is not a good idea for anybody, really.
So with the acknowledgement that, you know, credit is a business, a very big business in this economy, let me circle back to where you started, which is that these lenders now will have more options and be able to get more business, more revenue. Is that what we need right now in this economy, is for banks and lenders to be stronger?
Yeah, actually, it's to help them minimize the risk. I'm sure they would like more business, but that's part of the problem with lending money.
Right.
And this, in theory, is going to help the lenders minimize the risk by reducing the default rates.
Dot Kelly, she's a lecturer in personal finance at the University of Virginia. Ms. Kelly, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.